Welcome to The Grow Show, where we speak with leading business experts to help you grow yourself, grow your business, and grow your community. Now, here's your host, Gary Jones.
Hey, folks, and welcome to this very special episode of The Grow Show. Now, today I have got another exclusive from The Grow Live 2020. This questions and answers session with Simon Clements was fantastic, and I have to share it with you because Simon Clements is the person who designed this logo. He's the creative genius behind the Grow Live logo, and he is a director of SC23 Creative Limited. He's going to be talking to you about why it's really important to have a strong visual brand within your company. So I'm going to leave you in the capable hands of Duncan to introduce Simon, and then Simon to talk you through why visuals are so important. Hope you enjoy.
So our first act, our first man up today on day two of Grow Show 2020, Grow Live 2020. Remember, use the hashtag Grow Live 2020, whether you're watching this live or on the replay. Our first speaker today, we have a talk from my friend and my designer, who, you know, this is the Grow Show. It's all about growth. And if anyone has demonstrated amazing personal and business growth over the relatively short time that I've known him, Simon's the man. He has grown so much, and his brand has grown with it, and how much he helps other people grow their brands and get known is just immense. The moment that he was prepared to step forward and be the face of his brand is when things really started changing for Simon. And I've seen that from the background. So he's here to talk to us about the importance of a story visual brand. He is the go-to graphic designer, creative consultant, business owner, loving husband, and fun daddy. And if anyone's ever seen him on a video call with Harry, playing around with dinosaurs in the background and asking what your favorite color is, they'll see that he really is a loving father. It is now 9:30. It is now the official start of Grow Live 2020, day two. Simon Clements, take it away.
Thank you very much, Duncan. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to day two. So let's kick day two off with a bang. Everyone on their feet? No, I'm joking. No, not going to do that. I'm not Charlotte's one from yesterday, so... Yesterday was absolutely fantastic event. If you haven't seen it, then I suggest you go and check it out on the replay when those are available. It was fantastic. I want to talk to you today. My title of my, it's not actually a strong story brand, although that is key to building a brand, but it's just how to get a strong brand, how to build your visual presence and take it to the next level. So I want to talk to you about how you look. And I don't mean in a Gokwan kind of way. I mean about your business and its visual identity. And to educate you about what design is, because it's a topic which there's a lot of blurred lines and a lot of people, I don't feel, understand the difference between graphic designers, because there's a lot of us with that title. So I'm going to educate you. I'm going to give you some tips. And I apologise now if I go a little bit over, especially to Stacey, who's following me. For those of you who don't know me, my name is Simon Clements, and I am a graphic designer. Which in essence is what I am, but I do have a problem with that title, and here's why. Anyone that has got a copy of Adobe products or Photoshop or watched a YouTube tutorial, they are absolutely viable to call themselves a graphic designer. So that could be anyone from newbies that have literally just started. That could be, you know, a company that, I don't know, specializes in something else, but they've got the software, so they use it as a bolt-on that they offer graphic design. And there's nothing wrong with this. All I want is for you to be educated to know that, so you know where you're going, so that you don't get stung. Not saying that they'll do a bad job, just so you understand that you've got the people, you know, the creative thinking to go along with the application. So on the other end of the spectrum, you've got the brand specialists. Now, a lot of people say they offer branding. Now, brand specialists are usually big agencies. They usually charge six-figure sums for their work, and they will do you the background work of the brand, building the story, building the values, etc. But they don't necessarily do the visual side of it. So I like to position myself in the middle. So I look at the brand story, the brand vision, etc., but probably not on as big a scale and thorough as a big agency, but then I'm not going to charge you six figures. But I'm also going to do a job creatively. So I like to say I help build brands and expand the brands after that, i.e. your marketing material, which all flows from your core brand. So a little bit about me. I used to work for Cadbury in their in-house design studio, and that gave me a real good start in my career. I set up on my own in 2007. Growing up, I was always encouraged to be safe. I was never really encouraged to push myself to go out of the boundaries. I always describe it as being inside a bubble. And, you know, at the time I accepted that, that's all I knew. So I used to get told, you know, you don't want to do this, you shouldn't do that, that's a bit dangerous, this is, and that sticks with you. And as Duncan mentioned yesterday, check that out from yesterday, it was a good, really, really good talk. I didn't realise that I was using these negative words, and it grew with me. And it took until adulthood to actually realise I do have a voice and I should put myself out there and believe in myself more. And when I say into adult life, I mean a year ago. But that's where my passion comes from, helping people escape their own bubbles with their business, helping them stand out. Now, I'll just mention as well that Canva's a popular thing, and a lot of people think that designers, oh, Canva's destroying our business. It's not, you know, it's an option for small businesses. I get it. Budgets are tight. Time is tight. You know, you hold on to your brand. I get it. I'll touch on this later. But as Brad said yesterday, it's better to start on something and have something out there and perfect it later. So you've always got that option. And it's a lot better than having nothing at all. So I'm not here to sell you design today, not what this is about. I'm here to educate you on what design is, how to stand out, and just give you some tips on how to level up your visual presence. So I'll get started on that now. Number one, never underestimate a first impression. And this isn't just when someone sees you for the first time. This is sometimes when anyone lands on any of your content. Looking attractive for others. I use the analogy, you know, if you initially when you go out dating, you know, you put on your best clothes, you look your best, because initially you want to attract other people. You be the best you can. And, you know, but the most important thing is that you need to love yourself and you do it for yourself. So what I really try to say out there is it's your passion, it's your business, your expertise, your baby. So you need to love it. However, you need to balance this with letting go a little and understanding what your ideal customer wants to see and needs to see. So it's getting that fine line between the two. Balance what works and what your ideal client wants to see. Number two, be yourself. Link to the last one. Many small businesses are just one-man bands. They're the founders. People buy and relate to people. So it is important to get yourself into your business in the best possible way. You need to be in your marketing. So professional photography is a great way, and including that, especially on socials, videos, you know, be honest, be transparent, tell people what you're going to do and then deliver it. And this needs to be conveyed in your visuals as well, because this is a way to communicate to your audience that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. Number three, this one is linked to the doing it yourself point I made before. Never say that will do. I hear that so many times, and it is sometimes when people either do it themselves, and again, I've got no problem people doing it themselves, each in their own circumstances, or if they've gone online and they've used, let's say, a cheap bargain website to get a job done. Now, by saying that will do, you're doing a discredit to yourself, you're doing a discredit to your business. You deserve better, your business deserves better. So if you are doing it yourself, reach out, do some research. Any designer that is, you know, a decent human being will be more than happy to have a chat with you, point in the right direction. Chris says, can you make it pop? That's the point later on, don't spoil it. Design, in essence, is a visual way of communicating messages. This is why you need to consider it to get your message across. It's all right having your marketing, it's all right having your business up and running, but if people don't know you're out there, don't know what you do, then, you know, you're not going to get as many sales as you want to. People, by doing it themselves and saying that will do, that also undermines the value of design, in my opinion. It communicates, it grabs attention, it helps persuade, it gives influence, and it helps people make that decision whether they want to work with you. And at the end of the day, in business, that's what we all want. So number four, keep it simple. This is a tip really for if you're working with someone else, a professional creative, then obviously they will take the lead on this. But if you're doing some stuff yourself, keeping it simple is, you know, the clarity of your message. You need to tell people what your post is about, what your flyer is about, what your business is about. You get it. You know, you need to say whatever medium you're posting out, you need to get to the point. People overcomplicate things when they don't need to. A lecturer of mine at college used to use the phrase, never over egg the pudding, because it won't work. And he's right. People put so many things in. And on this point as well, it's always good, if you are working, doing it yourself, get other people's opinions, but get people you trust, people that know will give you an honest answer. But don't get too many, because then you're going to get so many answers, you're going to get confused, you're going to get overwhelmed, and you don't want that either. So it's busy out there. People need to take notice, especially social media at the moment. You know, you need to get your message strong, clear, and simple. And a call to action as well. People miss this point. And I know Chris will be talking about this later in the website Q&A. A call to action that actually says what you want them to do is so important. I mean, Duncan mentioned it yesterday. You know, the language you use as well. Submit. Don't, you know, tell them, click here. You need to pretend that people are a little bit stupid. I'm not saying they are. I'm just saying you need to go in with that mindset. Make it as simple as possible. Whatever you're doing, clear call to action, clear what you're doing. And I've actually got, I don't know if you can see this, I'm gonna, quickly. If you're doing, say you're doing a flyer design, you want your title, ideally, filling up at least a quarter of the page at the top. I don't know if you can see this, but I can send this out after if need be. Call to action at the bottom. Make it stand out. Do it in a box, do it in a flash. Different colours, arrows, anything. Just make it stand out, because people want to know where they need to go next once they've read to consume the information. Obviously, this depends on what you're putting out there, but if you are putting out some kind of information on a service or a product, bullet points are a fantastic way of getting short, sharp bursts of information out there. And that literally, people go through the flow of the layout. They'll go from top to the bottom or left to right, whichever way you're going to do it. But yeah, having those assets in place, that will help. And yeah, keep it simple and help people to help themselves. Okay, number five, be consistent. Especially if you do, again, if you're working with a creative, they will probably, well, they should help guide you on this path automatically. But if you're doing it yourself, consistency is about consistency of the visuals, is the consistency of using the logos correct, it is the consistency of the language you use. Now, this is, you can adapt to different applications, but what you need is that everything you put out there, whether it's online, whether it's in print, whether it's a banner, whatever you have, you want people to know that that's you when you're not in the room. Because obviously you are your business, but you want people to go, oh yeah, that's, you know, Simon, or that's Gary, or whoever. They see it and they instantly make that connection to you up here. And clothing as well. Clothing is a fantastic one, branded clothing. You wear that all the time. People are going to see it. They're going to relate the colours. They're going to relate the logo. And, you know, just want to get people coming back. And that's going to increase your brand recognition and then eventually increase your brand loyalty as well, because people are going to be coming back to you for what they need. They're going to think, oh, I need some, you know, flyers doing or something. Hang on, I remember seeing that. And that's where it works, and it's subconsciously keeping you in their minds. It also, by getting this consistent brand, gives you this professional look. Now, when people see this as consumers, they're going to look at this and it's going to give them reassurance that you're the real deal. They see an advert on Facebook from yourself, they're going to go to your Facebook page. If they go to your Facebook page, if you've got your nice branded header, etc., they're going to get that kind of synergy. And they're going to start realizing that, you know, this person means business, and they're going to want to know more. And that's what it's about, is grabbing their attention and getting them to click the button or email you or buy the product, whatever you need them to do as the end goal. But having that consistent brand strategy throughout is really going to help. Number six, linked. It's very similar to keep it simple in the layout I mentioned. Shout. Now, there are two ways this could be applied. Strong message, visual at the top. Nice, big, strong headline. That could be the font usage. That could be the words you're using. It could be the color. But as Chris said, make it pop. Stand out. Get out there, shout to people. Put stuff in flashes, like I mentioned. Just little, even if it's like, you know, you've got a black background, put as long as it's on brand, put in a red or a yellow round, or put your key message in there, because instantly they're always going to be drawn to that, and that's what you want. It's you're going to grab that attention, and it's a competitive world out there, as I mentioned before. So you need to cut above the rest of the noise and make sure that you're getting your message across. As I mentioned earlier in this section, you know, you need to stand out. But again, it's all about balance. You also need to stay on brand. There's no point, for example, of an elegant wedding dress company going out there and using neon colours in big bold capital letters, because it doesn't fit with their brand. Now, it doesn't say there isn't a way that they can't stand out, but they need to make sure it fits with them. But on the other side, there's no point a trendy, you know, restaurant or nightclub using classic old style fonts, using beiges and stuff like that. It isn't going to work. So make sure you get your colours, your fonts and your brand on point for your business. And it all comes down to individual circumstances, finding that balance for you to make the impact that you need to make. Creativity. Next. Now, a lot of people think, oh, creativity, that's for the designers. But I'm talking about stuff that you can think about yourself with your graphics. Even if you are working with someone, have this in place before. It's going to make their job easier, which hopefully will save you some money. And also, it gives you control as well, because you need to be involved in your projects because it's your business. That's the mantra, I believe. So it could be, it's not just sharp, nice looking graphics. It could be the words you could use. If it's suitable, you could use puns. You could use, you know, pull out facts, quotes, whatever fits with your business. It could be testimonials. People love reading reviews from actual people. So whatever you need to use to make your work creative, then you do what you need to do. It's on brand. Adapt to use. Now, what I mean by that is, if you've got a roller banner, for example, that shop signage, whatever, that needs to be seen from a distance. So you're not going to want too much information on that. And this is a common thing I see people come in, they go, oh yeah, I want this roller banner, and they send me like two sheets of A4. Now, that's not going to work, because it needs to be seen from a distance, and it needs to catch the eye. Whether it's a sign you're driving past, or whether it's an expo or networking meeting, you need to be able to talk to people. And that's what I think about as a communication tool, to communicate your message when you're not actually talking. A brochure, more details, it'll be thicker. People can read that at their leisure, so they're going to take it in more. But again, you need to make it visual, but you can also include more content in there. Social posts, said before, catch attention. That's what they're there for. You can put the bulk of your message in the text underneath, but the actual image is what's going to be visual and make people grab to want to know more. So only use those that work for you. So I use this as the next one is actually called pride, and this is the basis of my work with my clients. It's their project, it's their business, it's their passion. I never take that away, and you should never let it be taken away from you. What do I mean by that is, it's your passion, it's your expertise. So you've got that over here. You know that. You know your business inside out. You know what you need and want from a rough point of view. On this side, you've got your creative. Your creative should come in and have their experience. They should have their skills and their creative way of strategic thinking. You merge the two together, and you should get the ideal solution that you're after. And, you know, they can advise, they can help, they can say what will work, what won't work. A good designer should never just take a project, go away, do it, come back, there you go, money gone. That shouldn't happen. It should be a relationship. You should be building that. Brand power, higher positioning. It helps people where you should be. A good example of this is own brand packaging in the supermarkets. Tesco's Value Cornflakes. You see that. It's got very basic packaging. Now, there's nothing wrong with having that, but I would pretty much guarantee that the product in there is very similar to what's in the Kellogg's cornflakes, but they've got the brand. They've invested in their brand, and therefore they can charge that higher price point. So, and Starbucks is another one. In normal coffee, you go to a cafe, you get one of those little takeaway cups, no branding, nothing, cost you $1.50. Go to Starbucks, get the same size cup, got a nice little mermaid logo on the top, write your name on it, clever touch, £3-4. So I hope you can see that it's that positioning, that professional positioning again, to get you to that higher level. So I'm going to touch on briefly about working with a designer and to help you with some pitfalls that you want to avoid. So the first point with this is ask questions. A good designer should be happy to answer the questions and help you and give you advice. If you then choose to work with them, that's your choice. They should never be doing the sell, but passing on their knowledge, helping you with what they know. It's educating you, because, and I don't mean that in a patronising way. I always say, if you don't know, you don't know. If you're not doing design day in, day out, why would you know? It's like I wouldn't know social media marketing. I wouldn't know hypnotherapy. I wouldn't, you know, I know that and I accept that because that's not what I do. So I'd go to the professionals for help on those topics. So your creative should be able to help and guide you. The next one is you should build trust. Accept their advice because, as I say, they're experts in their field. They become an extended part of your team. You know, they're there. They're not just getting designs. You should be getting your nice designs done in the right way. But they're there to advise. They're there to help. They help to give you support and help you build on something in your business, which, you know, they can push you onto another level and help you see what's possible. Next one, have an idea of what you like and, more importantly, what you don't like. Now, this is good for you because it gives you some ammunition to go into a designer with, but it also helps the designer because there's nothing worse. There's no problem with, if you know, if you haven't got an idea, it's not an issue. It just helps the process a little bit. It's all about the process, moving it along in stages. So if you've got an idea, especially for logos and things like that, if you've got an idea on colour palettes you like, colour palettes you don't like, and I'm not saying you need to say, I like this colour palette, let's definitely go with that. I mean, if you are setting that, we can, you know, people can have that conversation. But just have an idea. Just have a look, do some research, Google images. It's all good. Obviously, there's no copyright because you're not actually using them for promotional material. You're just using them for research. Create a mood board. Send those over and have the discussion when you've got that content in front of you. It'll make it a lot more simple and smoother. Just remember, you are leveraging the designer's experience, not just getting pretty graphics. And that's where it comes with the graphic designers, the Spectrum. You know, you're not going to get that on the cheaper end. And that's not me bigging up, you know, myself or any of the top end designers, but you're not just paying. It comes down to value. And I think I do mention that in the next one, so I'll bring that up in a minute. But next one is keep the communication channels open. It's so important. It's so important. From that initial conversation, you should be not pestering the designer, but you should expect to be kept up to date on the different stages as you go along. Development process is a massive part of the process because you need to be going backwards and forwards. Again, using your passion and experience combined with the designer's expertise to get to that level. They will present you something back. You have a chat, you add your comments, they advise if it's going to work, etc. And you do that, usually if you do that, it's not going to take too many stages of amends, and that's going to help everyone because it's going to get your project done quicker and it's going to get done more cost effective. So as I mentioned, I'm going to mention this now, beware of cheap. I've mentioned it before, but it's something I really don't like seeing people fall into the trap. And again, it's not saying, come and see me. I really do want to help people. And I don't want them falling into this trap thinking, oh yeah, I'm getting graphic design, as Duncan's hand. I don't want people thinking, yeah, I'm getting graphic design, I'm getting this, I'm getting that. And then they don't get it. They don't get it delivered. So I'm trying to help. So basically, cheap could mean lack of experience. It could mean lack of skill. It could mean both. So you get what you pay for in design. You really do. Obviously, there's lots of designers out there. I'm not saying that everyone is in a certain bracket. So you need to do research, look at portfolios, chat to people, and just have the conversations. That's the best way I can say. Have a chat with someone. You get an instant vibe whether someone's going to be able to be just get what you need and just get it. And, you know, a good designer should already be thinking about your project just from an initial chat. Brand identities, especially, you know, it's cheap because don't get it cheap because you know you need to build from that. You need to push forwards and you need to, you know, base everything you do expanding your brand after that needs to be on point with the initial brand. And you might have seen Rick Knotley's yesterday talking about brands and stuff like that. He's a perfect example, having that black and white Romano scene. That's fantastic. So I'm going to finish up now. Remember the power of design done right. It reaches out. It talks to your potential customers. It grabs their attention and makes them want to know more. But more importantly, it can help you believe in yourself, believe in your business, your projects. It can show you a vision of what is possible and push you on to grow further. I am proud and privileged to work with some fantastic clients and their businesses, helping them look their very best, creating and crafting materials that convert them and let them see the potential that they have in their visual identity and take it to the next level. I always say, create to believe, to then achieve, because that is the process. You believe in something, you see what's possible, you go and action it. I've been Simon Clements. Thank you so much for having me. Quick thank you to Gary for the opportunity. It's been fantastic working alongside him. And I'll see you soon. Stay visible.
Fantastic work there. Well done, Simon. Well done, Simon. Really enjoyed that. So Simon Clements, a.k.a. our very own Gok One.
I'm going to get anyone back on that.
Right. I think it's a good look for you.
It is. I'm going to go away and check that now.
I'm sure you could do a much better Photoshop job of it than I could. Thank you so much, Simon. That was absolutely brilliant. So we've just about got a little bit of time if anyone has any questions they want to throw at Simon at the last moment.
While we're waiting for questions, I'll just say if anyone does want to contact me, I'll pop some details in the chat after this. You know, the guys that have spoke to me before, I'm sure they'll echo, you know, I'm more than happy to chat to people and, you know, just it's no obligation, it's just a chat. If I can bounce some ideas around with you, that's absolutely great. I'll pop an email, I'll pop a website, etc. in there. So if anyone's got any questions after the event, just let me know.
Excellent. So Stacey Calder is up next. So from one SC to the next, and her slides have been created by Simon Clements. So Simon is running throughout this event. To be fair, he's also designed that logo as well.
So little Gary.
And little Gary. I just traced that, so it's not quite as good as Simon's version.
Which is actually my nickname anyway, so that's fine.
I didn't know that. Name is little Gary, but your mug says big fella. It's very confusing.
It is.
Okay, so Gary, did you want to stop the recording there so that we can then
I will do. Thank you. Can I just, before we stop, I just want to say, Simon, thank you so much. You're the only person who I'll go to for any kind of design needs.
Thank you very much.
And I know my views echo a lot of people. So thank you for being part of Grow Live. Thank you for designing all the Grow marketing and media and stuff. And we're working on a Grow Radio brand at the moment. Yeah. And you know what? You are the person. When you say you actually kind of care and you're part of the team, you really are. So thank you. So big round of applause to Simon before we move on. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Absolute pleasure. Thank you, Gary. And again, I'm here if anyone wants to have a chat. Cheers.
How cool was that? Thank you so much, Simon, for talking at Grow Live 2020. And if you want to talk at Grow Live 2021, applications start in May, but you need to get on a show. You need to be part of the Grow Show well before then to be part of it. If you're not on the Grow Show, you're not coming in. But thank you so much for listening and watching today. If you want to connect with Simon, please, please, please do. And remember, all of the Grow Live 2020 videos are available for you to watch on Catch Up. Hope you're having a good time, and I'll see you all next time for the next episode of The Grow Show. Take care.
Thanks for listening to The Grow Show. With new shows available every week, if you know anyone else who could benefit from these powerful insights, please share this podcast with them. And don't forget to subscribe.